आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं। You're listening to SBS Hindi. This is Preeti Jabal. After 10 years away from the big screen, Indian actress Janelia Deshmukh is back, starring alongside Aamir Khan in a new film. But her return raises bigger questions. What really changes for women in the film industry after marriage? And who gets to define a comeback? Let's get answers to these questions from Janelia as she joins us via Zoom. Thank you for your time, Janelia, and a very, very warm welcome to SBS Hindi. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Janelia, after almost a 10-year hiatus, welcome back, by the way. It'll be great to see you on the big screen again. Is your approach to your work different now compared to earlier in your career?
You know, I used to work 5 days in a year. if I could do double shifts, I would do that too. But I think today I can't. And I'm very happy with that. I have children. I have a home to run. But I do like the idea of doing what I love, which is acting. I do love my job very, very much. So I would want to act a lot more. And I've found a way, I think, right now where I can do films that matter to me and that I feel that I'm going to take full responsibility of. Whether it works, doesn't work is secondary, but just something that I'm totally invested into. And at those times, I luckily have a very, very amazing partner who will stand up and, you know, be the homemaker at times that I need to be out doing my job. So yeah, I'm happy. So you know, Preeti, like I said, I could work for 365 days. Now I probably work for 250 days. And I think that's good enough. I think that's important also.
Thank you for that, Janelia. You have never really completely gone off the radar, as they say. You remained in the limelight through your projects, your brand endorsements, your fun videos. What are your views on social media engagement and staying relevant in the public eye?
You know, honestly, I don't make that effort to stay relevant in public eye. Honestly, Reel started with Ritesh during COVID. He had started making, you know, a couple of videos on another platform. And then he introduced me to it. Initially, I would grumble and say, what are you doing? You know, how are you doing? And as we start, and those were very, very trying times, you know, during COVID. So while we would put up a video, we would get a zillion people telling us that we really enjoyed it. Please put it up. We're looking forward to this. Oh, we're having a tough day. Thank you for this. So, you know, there was so much of sadness and so much of anxiety around that period that I think people found their reason to smile in a small way through our reels. And we thought that, you know, if you are making someone smile, then why not? So I think that's how it started. The intention wasn't to be or constantly on camera or you know, to be in public eye constantly. The intention was solely to have some fun with Ritesh and myself. And also, I wasn't working back then. I was very clear that I needed to give that much time. I don't know. I didn't know whether I was able to balance both work life and being a homemaker. And it came to a point where Ritesh told me that, you know, I don't think this is the way to be, and you need to do what you love. And that's when I acted in his first directorial debut, which was in Marathi, yeah, language that I had never done before. So I debuted over there. And then I realized that I can do it. It's not really impossible. I mean, of course, it takes a lot more trouble and a lot more time to do it. But coming back to your question of relevance, I'm not someone who really feels that, you know, there has to be articles about me constantly, or that my number of followers need to go up, or that my my viewership needs to increase. I'm not someone who feels that way, and I don't think it's wrong to even feel that way. I think to each its own. But I'm someone who, like, you know, today if you offer me a film and I think it's amazing, I will think that you have offered me the best film ever, because that's my approach. I'm not waiting for someone else's validation to tell me that this film is the best film possible, you know? So I'm just very content with the work that I get. I feel very blessed to a large extent that, you know, being someone who's an outsider, I've still got so many chances. I mean, I like who, honestly, coming to think of it, after 10 years and, you know, not really doing films, I'm still doing a really, really special film. And I think these are all blessings, and I'm really lucky to be part of a place where people really want me. So, while I do think relevance may mean the world to a lot of people, I don't necessarily think that social media is only bad. I think just anything in excess is not good. Even a diet phase, or even you know, just having too much fun, or you know, anything can in excess is bad. But in moderation, and having the right route can be really, really, really helpful.
Janila, you just mentioned Ved, which is the Marathi hit film, and Sitare Zameen Par with Aamir Khan. Are you open to a variety of roles, or are they just these high visibility projects that you are interested in now that you've come back on part two of your career? Are there any specific genres or directors you'd like to work with upon your return?
You know, when Ved was being done, Ritesh was a newcomer director. He wasn't someone who was established. We were making a Marathi film. I wasn't coming back with a Hindi film, or you know, whatever people say. I was very, very happy to be part of the Marathi industry, because I've never done a film there, and I've done films in all industries, you know. And that's always been my approach, actually, Preeti. From the time I've joined films, I've had a release in Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, and Hindi. You know, it's never been one industry over the other, and I'm so glad that I got a chance to be part of Ved. Coming to the fact that you know, Amar sir is such a big name, and it's an opportunity, and it's amazing for me. I do count it as an absolute blessing, but of course I'm open to what I get and what I will be offered. I feel I'm at a phase of my career where I'm open to accepting a large variety of films, like something. And I don't necessarily want to be burdened by box office. I hope and pray that every film does well, not just mine, everyone's, for the industry, for us, because that's how we'll grow as an industry. But I'm also looking to break a lot of stereotypes where I'm concerned.
And we will be discussing them soon, but I want to ask you the question that everyone wants to know about is your experience of working with Aamir Khan in Sitare Zameen Par.
I mean, it's unbelievable. He's just amazing. I just think we all know him as a perfectionist, as a superstar. I remember, like, Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak was my most favorite film, and then Akele Hum Tum was again so special to me, and then I'm getting a chance to share screen space with him. I mean, it's a dream come true. But I've always said this, he has a very big impact in my life, and I don't think he necessarily, you know, directs or puts me into it. It's just by observing him and looking at him, his love for what he does, or his passion for his films, is unbelievable, unmatchable. And I guess I don't know whether a lot of people would stand up and just back films like the way he backs films, and back actors like us. Like, you know, I think I'm backed by Aamir Khan Productions today, and I've got this amazing role because someone believed in you. So I think he's that wonderful influence in my life.
The original prequel, Tare Zameen Par, received a lot of acclaim for being inclusive and making a social impact. Does that create additional emotional and artistic pressure for you as one of the main characters of Sitare Zameen Par?
No, not really. I've enjoyed this film. I have taken back some. I think it's made me a better human being for sure. I think just the line of the film, which is extremely important, "Sabka apna apna normal hai." I think just that line, which has so much weightage in terms of everyone's normal. Yours can be different from mine. I think that just sums it up for me.
And my final question, which is on inclusion, you've been very vocal about the industry's bias towards married actresses. You've also worked in both Bollywood and South Indian film industry. Is this trend the same in both industries, and what can be done to change the mindset?
I think what I said was that people were like amazed when I was offered a role opposite Amir sir, and they were like, "Wow, that's amazing." I myself feel, "Wow, it's amazing," to be offered a film opposite a superstar. I mean, it's like counting your blessings. But I don't think it has anything to do with being married or non-married. I just feel that if you today think that I'm fit for the cast and that I can, contribute to it. I wish you offer it to me. I don't know whether the statements have come out stronger, but what I do mean is that I don't think someone who's married or someone who's probably not done films for 10 years shouldn't be out there to be doing films today is what I actually meant. So I do think the industry has changed a lot. I do think that there are amazing actors that have been born in the last couple of years, in the last 10 years. There's wonderful talent which initially maybe wasn't as commercial according to some norms or some things. But the industry has been extremely welcoming, whether it's Bollywood. I'm doing a South film as well. I'm cast in a South film as well, which is again a pan-Indian film. So I've actually been someone who's got a lot of opportunities, and I think I'm just grateful for what I've got. And even if I've not got something, I don't think I'm bitter about it at all.
Well, good luck with that in future. And I'm just wrapping up with a quick rapid fire. A co-star you'd love to work with again.
I mean, all whoever wants to work for me.
And one word Ritesh would use to describe you.
I don't Baiko. He calls me Baiko.
And finally, who would play you in your biopic?
I don't suggest anyone makes a biopic on me. Yes.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने? इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।